It's Tuesday, the 3rd of June. It's kind of hard. I have to remember to say June and not May. Another overcast morning, and it's light rain, very light rain. It was dry at 7. Well, there you go. I don't suppose the gardener will be complaining much. And I have an allium that resembles a giant. Well, we called them 1 o'clock, 2 o'clocks, but you know, those dandelion seed heads that erupt into a white ball. We'll have a white allium that's 4 foot high. It resembles a giant version of that. But if I grab it and blow it, it won't blow off. Childhood memories of lifting these and see how many blows it took to blow all the seeds off. And that was the time. But it was never the time. Oh, how naive we were when we were kiddies. I think that's a great thing about being a child, though. You take the world and you take people at face value. People could tell you anything and you'd believe it. It's funny how, as you get older, you become, well, more streetwise. I remember still being very naive. Not just in my teenage years, but in the years that followed that as a young married man. Still naive. But then again, people do say that naivety is a sign of an honest person, someone who trusts and believes what people say to them. And then as you get older, you just become more sceptical. And I've noticed that more and more with myself. Just so many things nowadays that you hear, rather than wait till you've heard the full facts, or in some cases both sides of the story. Well, no, I'm not guilty of that, to be honest. But I guess in general what happens is you just become more sceptical. You hear something, someone tells you something, and you go, oh yeah, yeah. Not believing that. Maybe some of it's based on your experiences in life. Well, I guess it's all based on experiences in life, you know. And that's maybe what makes us into skeptics as we age. I know I never used to be like this. I think I'd rather be back to myself, my younger self, even if it did mean that people pulled the wool over my eyes or had me believing things that weren't true. think I prefer that naivety, that honesty, or innocence. Maybe that's the word I should have been using. Innocence. Innocence of mind, at least. Now I've just become a Victor Meldrew. I'm not that bad, really. That's when I listen back to myself. I think, what a sorrowful and mournful and sceptical person you have become. In actual fact, I've not. I know that. I still love fun, and I still love having fun, and I still love conversation. And let me think of it. There's so much in life that I still absolutely love. And yet there was me standing in the shower this morning, and for no reason at all, a thought that often hits me. What am I doing here on this earth? What am I actually doing? I get up, I spend 2 hours at least in the morning, sometimes three, in a regimented routine procedure. At home, I mean, obviously. I'm away, it's different. But what am I actually doing? Oh, I'll cut the grass. I'll tidy this up. Clean mono box. But why? What am I actually doing it all for? Just to keep things tidy? What do I actually do in life? And then it passes. But why does it pop into my head so many times? Questioning my own existence. What I'm questioning at the moment is that brain's got heavy. It's definitely getting a lot heavier. My head's now getting wet, as is my tea, and it's getting cold. Strangely again, straight down rain on a calm day. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. I'd have to stand here and get wet. Maybe one of those moments where I question, what am I doing on this earth? Standing in the rain. Sometimes I feel like I'd like to sit down with someone who knows better and knows more in this field and just ask them, explain to me, explain what I'm doing in this life, explain why sometimes I feel that I'm doing nothing, just following a pattern, following procedures, routines, with the occasional wee break in between. But the long terms, in between those wee breaks. What am I actually doing? Tell me, convince me that what I'm doing is living properly. Or contributing somehow to life on this planet. Explain to me why I stand in the rain, talking into my mic.
Oh my god.
No, I'm really getting wet now. I'm really getting wet. And now I'm in below the lee off the shed. And the last time I stood here, I had a buddy, someone sharing the lee with me, even though it wasn't raining. You remember the view from the lee, Adrian? Seems so long ago. So peaceful.